Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and this is number 3. Yes, this is part 3 in a series. Can you listen to this episode then if you haven't listened to part 1 and part 2? You totally can. Just please make sure you go back and listen to part 1 and part 2. What are we talking about? We're talking about getting it done. Like, get it out there. Reach that goal. Master that new skill, whatever it is, that thing that you've been procrastinating, that thing that's bugging you, that you know you should be doing, know you could be doing. This series I have developed to really help us get focused, to understand what it means to set restrictions for ourselves, to be disciplined, and to have the kind of discipline that affords us freedom. I hope that you will share this episode with somebody else who you know struggles with getting everything done. And I hope that you're taking notes during this episode. This is the kind of thing you're going to need to listen to a couple times, because being focused, being disciplined is probably the greatest skill or habit that any of us can develop. I recorded this live on Periscope and on Facebook Live. If you are part of that process, I'd like to thank you for all your support and comments. And if you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Shalene. And of course, on Periscope, I'm at Shalene Johnson. Let me know you heard this on the podcast and that's how you found me. Use the hashtag #BuildYourTribe in your comments and it'll catch my attention. I'll know exactly what you're trying to tell me. And thanks so much for being here. Okay, let's get to it. This is our final installment of Getting Things Done. And specifically today, I am going to give you my schedule. I'm going to talk to you about what it means to get focused, and we're going to finish this up. This is part 3. Part 1 and part 2 can be found on Build Your Tribes just prior today or this episode. The reason, the motive behind me doing this little series this week is because I'm in preparation mode for Smart Success. But there's been a lot of exciting, fun, other projects for me that need my time too, and they need my attention. And when you look at all the things you have to do and you look at your giant list, like everything feels like a priority, right? That's why it's so important to put things on paper and put things in perspective and give them a prioritization. And most importantly, to stop making excuses, to stop procrastinating, which I think a lot of people think to themselves, I'm not a procrastinator, I'm just super busy. When the truth is, we sometimes do things that are less important because we're honestly procrastinating the thing that we really need to do, right? So you have a project, you have a goal. You have something perhaps that you has been pending, you need to do it. You also might have an area where you're like, I know I'm being held back by myself because I refuse to slow down and hire a staff. I know that I'm not reaching my true potential because I'm just afraid to put myself out there and be on video, and I need to get over it. And I probably need to either do a course, or I need to figure out like why I'm afraid of that. Or maybe I need to do therapy, or maybe it's, I've got this really cool idea that keeps bouncing around in my head and I just keep letting it bounce around. And for whatever reason, I keep telling myself I'm too busy and I don't get to it. That's why I've created this series. This is our final 5 steps in that series. So let's start with our 11th step. That's where we're at. I covered 1 through 5 on day 1. I covered 6 through 10 on day 2. And today we're covering steps 11 through 15. Okay. Your 11th step is you have to set some rules. When you go on a diet, because essentially that's what I'm going to ask you to do. When you go on a diet, what's the first thing you want to know? You want to know, okay, what can we eat? What can't we eat? What exercise am I supposed to do? What can't I do? What am I supposed to do? What are the rules? If you're going to a university or to a college or to a school, there are policies, there are rules you must follow. And those rules, as your parents and authorities always told you, have been put in place for what? Yes, for your best interest. So the first thing that I do when, and by the way, this is not a one time you learn it and then you're perfectly focused and, you know, you never have to do this again. I have to put myself in check all the time. So what I do is I refer back to my rules, and then sometimes I have to establish new ones because there's always new distractions. So I want you to put yourself on, write this down, a distraction diet. Except you're going to create the rules. You're going to create the diet. I don't know what is currently your vice, but I knew mine. So let me share with you some of my top rules when I know I'm going through a time when I really need to be focused. Number one, no new friends. By that, I mean, I'm surrounded by really smart entrepreneurs who are sharers. And they're always excited to share great information, great systems, great people. But those things can be very distracting for me. Like if someone says, oh, I've got this great person who's an expert at Facebook ads, or I know this guy who's just absolutely killing it. And what he's talking about is how to use Twitter. No new friends, because I will get engrossed and I want to study that individual. I want, you know, figure out like everything that they know. And so when I'm in one of these periods, one of my first rules is no new friends. And that means like, I don't want to look at any new people. Number two is I limit myself to only things that relate to that season. So for example, if I'm in the season of preparing for Smart Success, or let's use you as an example. Let's say you're in the season of building your Facebook like page, and you're in that season and you want to focus on that and not all the platforms of social media, but you know that Facebook is the gorilla and you want to focus just on that. There's so much more you need to learn about it. And you shouldn't like get distracted by looking at a Pinterest training or by checking out Snapchat or even Periscope or any of them. You need to be in your season and only look at what is involved in your season. So you have to be aware of that. Next, I delete apps from my phone. Number three, I put restrictions on the way that I use social media. I love you guys, and I kind of feel bad telling you this, but I want you to do the same thing too. When I go on Facebook, I haven't looked at anyone's. This is a holy Bible truth on both of my children's lives. I haven't looked at anyone's pages or profiles or posts on Facebook in 2 weeks or more, because I only allow myself to go on there and only go on my page right now during this season. Because if I look at other things other people are doing, I'll feel like, oh, I should be doing that right now too. Oh, wow. Oh, I should reply to them. Oh, I haven't talked to them in so long. And then the next thing you know, I've fallen off my distraction diet, if you will, right? So I delete apps from my phone. I delete people who are distracting to me. And some of the people who are most distracting to you are people who are your competitors. Now, people can be offended if you delete them, and it's not because you don't find them inspirational and learn a lot from them, but it's because, oh man, you're so good, I can't help but watch you, right? So I need to mute you or delete you or unfollow you for a minute because I can't resist chocolate cake, and you are my chocolate cake, and I am on a diet right now. I am on a distraction diet, and your stuff is so good, but it's not what I need right now in this season. So I have to tell you that while I'm on this distraction diet, I love your stuff. It's so good, but I get so distracted by it. And that's a much nicer way than just like unfollowing someone or blocking them or whatever. It's just like, yeah, I don't know if I need to do that. Okay. Other rules and policies that I have, I stick to my schedule 80% of the time. I feel bad. I didn't do it today. Another policy that I have is every day I start by writing out my blocks of time. I block out my day every day. Even though it changes from day to day, I block it out every day. Even on the weekends, I block it out because I have ADD. And if I don't block it out and then use my phone as a reminder, dude, I'll go like hours and not realize what time it is or what day it is and what I'm supposed to be doing. I have to use my phone because I love what I do. Okay, so set some personal policies for yourself. These are rules. This is a distraction diet. And if you will, please jot down a few notes, because I know that made you think of someone, something, and some things that you know are distracting. Maybe it's television. Likely it's social media. Maybe it's a project for someone else. And so you love telling yourself, well, I can't let this person down. So I have to keep taking care of this other person's project. And then, so it's a really convenient way for you to procrastinate, for you to decide that you don't have time right now to do this, right? That was step number 11. Your number 12 step, and this is really key, is to schedule your weekly check-ins. And I don't mean to keep relating this to diet, but I think it's important because, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And for whatever reason, people tend to make their weight loss more important than anything else. You don't see people buying billions of dollars worth of books on how to be a better parent. What a shame. But we buy billions of dollars worth of books and DVDs and everything else to figure out how to lose weight. So the reason why I say that is because that's an industry that has figured out how to help people be successful. And what I want you to know is that the biggest of them, like Weight Watchers and like other organizations and corporations that have figured out how to help people lose weight and how to stay on track, they realize people need to be accountable. Kids need to be accountable. But once we're grown adults, we're kind of even worse. Left to our own passions and temptations, we don't often do the things we need to do. So I want your number 12 step to schedule weekly check-ins with someone, right? Like hopefully that someone is your partner. Hopefully that someone is your accountability person. Now you have to schedule those because if you're like, yeah, we'll check in with each other once a week. And if you don't have a partner, then I just want you to post it up on your Facebook wall. I want you to make it a public proclamation of here's what I've done this week. Okay, so number 13 is publicize your milestone dates. So look at what I'm doing. I'm telling you that for the next 2 weeks, I am exclusively working on the new content that we will be presenting live at Smart Success, at the Smart Success seminar that we'll be holding live on March 3rd. I'm saying it publicly so that if you see me hanging around down at the local 7-Eleven, you can stop me and you can be like, hey, aren't you supposed to be working on Smart Success right now instead of hanging out here drinking a 40 with your homies? And I'll be like, busted. So it's a really good way to make sure that you stay accountable publicly. So you publicize your milestones. You're like, hey guys, here's what I'm doing. I've just become a new distributor for Beachbody and I'm going to hit Emerald by the end of the month. I've just opened up my own cycling studio and I'm going to tell you what, it is my goal to make sure that we have at least one sold out class every single day by the end of the month. Hey guys, I've got this really, really crazy cool idea for a product. And I know you guys have been encouraging me to do this. I just want to put it out there that by the end of the month, I will have it researched by a trademark attorney to find out if in fact I can trademark this. If in fact it's possible to patent this. You're telling the world kind of what you're doing. You know what? People love to root for you, that people love to be a part of these things. People love to feel like they're helping you. You know, it's not as much fun when people are like, hey, guess what? I've just developed this amazing thing. And you're like, when did you do that? Don't most of you know when the people who you love are in the process of writing their book or working on a movie or trying to get pregnant? You're rooting for them and you feel like you're part of the process. It's sharing those milestones. That was my number 13 step, my number 14 step. Okay, it's going to get fun again. Okay, number 14. Woohoo! This is the biggest one, y'all. This is big. Pay attention. Lean in. Write this down. You're going to schedule the big three. This is what really is the cornerstone to making this work, okay? The big three. It's consume, learn it, and implement it. See, what most people do is they only make time to consume, right? Like, I'm going to watch a couple of videos about somebody who's, you know, done it. I'm going to take this podcasting course because I want to launch a podcast and I'm going to consume that. I'm going to watch all of those videos today, tomorrow, and next Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you go right into more consumption and it's consumption, consumption, consumption. So a couple things happen. Number one, you don't really learn it. Meaning, can you explain it back to somebody else how to do it? Because until you can explain it back to someone else how to do it, you really haven't learned it. So what I try to do when I'm learning something new is consume it and then schedule time to learn it. So let me give you an example of one of the people who I love to listen to and watch on Periscope and on Facebook is Kim Garst. And my Twitter following was not where I wanted to be. And I set a goal to like figure out like, should I abandon Twitter? And so I started following Kim on Twitter. I mean, I think I had been following her, but I started paying attention to her tweets and saw that she was using Periscope for business. And when I watch her Periscope trainings, when I watch them, I take notes. And as I take notes, she often will reference either other people or books or apps or trainings. And I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know it. So I couldn't be in a position to explain it back to somebody else. So then when I'm done, I schedule. I have time scheduled after that consumption to learn it. And I do it right after I've consumed it, because that saves you time. Right after you've consumed it is where you should allow the time to learn it. Let's say you're in Smart Success, or some of you are in my virtual business academy that teaches you all the things you think you know and you don't know about outsourcing. And you watch a video. If you watch that video and then you don't go back to it for like 4 or 5 days, you might as well go watch the video again or not even do it, because it's so far removed that it's practically French. So schedule the time that you are going to learn the material right after you've consumed it. You write yourself notes, you rewind and re-listen to things. Of course you have to Google, because I'm going to say things, whoever you're watching is going to say things that you're like, I don't really know what that means. You're watching a program and they say, Hootsuite is a wonderful program to use to schedule your tweets. And you mentally make a note of it. You're like, yeah, Hootsuite. Okay, I got it. What's there to learn? Well, unless you downloaded it the same day and spent some time figuring it out, dude, you didn't learn it. You didn't learn it. And those are the people that drive me crazy, because they go through trainings and courses and they're like, I watched my Upline's training videos and I went through this person's academy and it really didn't help me. That's because you consumed it and you never learned it. And the last thing you didn't do is you probably couldn't implement it, because you can't implement something that you haven't learned. You've just consumed it. I'll use that example again. I've heard of Hootsuite. I know what it does, but I haven't used it. I haven't played around with it. So I really can't implement it. Most programs, most experts' advice works. Even if you're, you know, the expert that you're going to is a lunatic, because there are a few, just kidding. Their advice probably works. In fact, it does work, or they wouldn't have people coming to them. So don't make the excuse of like, it didn't work for me. No, you consumed it, but you never learned it and you never took the time to implement it. Now, the reason why this is such an important step is because you have to schedule that time. And in general, if you're going to be consuming a 30-minute video, you should double that for your learning and implementation at a minimum. So if I'm watching a video, this is a great example, today, you know I did. You know I watched videos on how to use my new tablet, right? I watched probably 20 minutes worth of videos, and then I spent an hour and a half figuring out how to do all of those things and writing notes and implementing what I just learned. It is really important that that time be scheduled, because if you're like most adults do, and especially those who are entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs, what we tend to do is we're like, oh, I have all this freedom, so I'll get to it. I've got my whole day, or I've got all this time after I get home from work. And then you don't do it because it wasn't scheduled and other things get in the way and you don't have any policies in place. Some other policies that I forgot to mention are things like, when I have a pending project, I will limit my quote unquote fun and extracurricular activities until it's done, because I can do those things later. Now, you have to obviously be smart about these things, and because there could always be a project, but I'm talking about the things that you know are just a distraction, right? You've got to be disciplined. You need to do this and stop making excuses, of which the biggest, it's not good enough yet. It's not perfect. You need to finish it. So that 14th step was schedule the big three. And when I say schedule, I mean, I want it blocked out on your calendar, on your iPhone. And here's our 15th one. It's the most important thing you have and the most dangerous thing you have. And it's your phone. It's your phone. And I will just bet that 90% of you right now, your phone is within reach. And every single time a notification goes off, that is a distraction. That's a distraction that takes you away from your master plan. That's something that takes you away from your future. Every time, whether it's a ding that there's one of the apps that you've allowed it to push notifications to you, would you delete those, please? The ones that you're like, oh, yeah, every time I see this notification, I just ignore it. Well, if you ignore every single notification, would you please either turn off those notifications or delete that app? Because whether you're doing anything with it or not, it still forces your brain to make a decision. Every single ding forces you to go, do I need to do this right now or can I ignore it? And that decision is something that can't be done while you're working on that thing that you need to get done. See, we can't multitask. We can toggle back and forth. And we know that toggling back and forth takes us nearly 10 times the amount of effort and time, just time spent doing something. It takes twice as long to do something when you have to toggle back and forth. So think about how often you're toggling back and forth when you're allowing your phone to become a distraction. I want you to take the apps that are most distracting to you. The same way I would tell you if you were someone who's struggling with their weight and one thing you cannot resist is crunchy salty. And I would tell you, stop buying it, pull it out of your pantry, throw it away, put it in the sink, turn on the water so that you don't try to eat it out of there later, and get rid of it so that you don't see it. You won't be craving it if you don't see it. And so your phone, you need to recognize, is two things. It is your best friend and your worst enemy. I want you to use it to your advantage. First of all, I want you to write down this app. It's called If This Then That. IFTTT.com. Write it down. If This Then That. IFTTT.com. 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 I have no affiliation. I just love it. Okay, here's how I use my phone. Set an alarm. Because it's just like in school. Remember when the alarm would go off and you'd be like, oh, I'm done with this. And you move on to the next. So I schedule blocks for my day. Each one of those blocks, I set an alarm. Or not all, but most blocks. Like, so I set an alarm for my workout. And then I set an alarm for my work start time. And then I set an alarm for periscoping or podcasting or Facebooking. And I set alarms for those because I need to know when I'm done with a particular assignment, I'm done. It gives me that feeling like I had in school that I better hurry. I better stay focused. My time here is almost up. As opposed to what most of us do as adults, which is, well, you know, I'll start this, but I'll have the TV playing in the background. And, oh, look, I just got a notification on my phone that I got an email. So I'll take a look at my inbox. And then you spend some time composing an email to someone that you're mad at. And you write this long email. And then you're like, do I really want to send this? And then you don't even send that dumb long email that you spent like an hour and a half writing the perfect reply to because you're so mad. And then you're like, what was I even doing? So I'm asking you to turn off all those distractions and to feel the pending urgency of that alarm that's about to sound. And that's all you got for today. That's all the time you have for today. And you move on to the next. And during that time, you don't call it work. You specifically mention what it is you're going to be doing. Now, the reason why I mentioned the app, ifthisthenthat.com. And guess what? It's a funky website. And it allows you to set up all these quote unquote recipes. The only recipes I want you to set up, because it can be very distracting, are alarms and reminders to come through to your phone as text messages. Are we clear? Okay. So when you go to If This Then That, you will select a recipe by clicking on SMS first, which means text message, right? Or you can either start with that or you can start with the calendar. So start with a calendar icon. And so then what you'll do is you'll say, if it is a weekday at 11:45 PM, then you select the next app. And the next app I want you to select is your SMS so that it will send you a text, because we don't ignore texts, right? So I want it to send you a text that says 15 minutes till lunch, you need to work on your business. You need to work on your dream. And you're going to get that text. Those are really important reminders. Nobody else will see them, but it will stop you in your tracks. And oftentimes our phones, even though they have alarms on them, if you have it on silent, you know, there's all these different reasons. You could be putting your phone on airplane mode. But If This Then That is a really helpful site that will enable you to have one extra layer, one extra reminder to stay focused. That's what this is about. You've got to get this thing done, the thing that we established on day one of this three-part series, that thing. And if you didn't figure out what that was, then you need to go back, because somebody very close to you knows what that is. If it's taking your business to the next level, what are you missing? Because it's not working harder. What knowledge are you missing? What skills are you missing? What steps have you skipped? None of this is about working harder. None of this. It is all about getting more focused. And it's not easy to do. We have so many great advantages because of our phones, but you have to recognize that this little bad boy can be a good boy or a bad boy. And I want to be a good boy for you or a good girl. So you need to use it to set up reminders, to put your phone on airplane mode. I removed all social medias from my main page. They're hidden. So on my main page is only my to-do app, my notes app that I keep for random thoughts I have on smart success, etc. And that links to Evernote. Evernote's on my main page on my phone. And everything else is pretty much hidden. So I have to like go and find it. Because the first thing we do when we have a moment and we want to distract ourselves, what does everybody do? Everybody looks at their phone. Everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter the age. You know, I love that we adults sometimes we're like, have you seen these kids today? All they are is on their phones. It's so ridiculous. These kids are, they always have their heads down on their phones. We do too, right? So we're constantly looking at our phones. It is what it is. There's no reason to judge anyone for it because we're all doing it. I just want you to do it for the right reasons. I want it to be a catalyst for you. I want your phone to keep you on course. Make some notes right now. Remember, we talked about this. We said, once you consume it, then you got to learn it and then you got to implement it. And so if you just spent 30 minutes with me, I'd like you to spend another hour today or tomorrow. An hour between today and tomorrow. Like, what does it mean? Go to if this, then that. Set up some recipes. Write out these notes. Create your own policies. Do this. Because you just watching me talk about it is pointless. You could regurgitate it and tell it to somebody else. But if you haven't done it, you haven't learned it, you haven't implemented, nothing changes. And your life doesn't change. Your income doesn't change. Your happiness and peace. None of that changes until you change. And you take and adopt new behaviors, new habits, and you start looking at things differently and wanting more for yourself and believing that when you create more discipline in your life, you will find more freedom. You have so much more choice by being disciplined in your decisions, in the things that you know deserve your attention, the people who you want to prioritize, and you can't miss that. It's too important for us to make these things happen, to allow distractions and other things that we like to use as excuses why we haven't done that thing we need to do. Thank you so much for joining me in this series because I know you've got big things, really important, huge, monumental action that you can take in the next 90 days. And it is about changing where we look, how we stay focused and how bad we want it. And it has really been fun to see people making changes. And I really appreciate so many of you who have shared these episodes with your friends. If for any reason you haven't listened to the two episodes that came before this, go back and listen to them. And as a warning, check out all my episodes on Build Your Tribe, but don't listen to any of them unless they relate to the season that you're in this 90 days. And I'd love to thank you in advance if this was helpful or useful to you. It's a free podcast. You don't have to pay a dollar. You don't have to pay 10 cents. But my tip jar is a review. So if you want to give me a big fat tip, I would love for you to go over and rate and review the podcast. You can do that straight from your phone, right on the iTunes podcast app. And it means the world to me. And that's all I ask for. Words of affirmation. I love you guys. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We done, y'all. We're done. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I want to give you guys a few resources that I think you'll find super helpful. And it really relates to this podcast. The first one is, it's like a mini course called GetLaserFocused.com. And what you'll get in that is you're going to get my grocery list. You're going to get a couple of previously released audios from podcasts that relate specifically to this distraction, how to get focused, how to maximize your time. I share how I create systems in my business and in my home life, and I think you'll find that very helpful. You can get that for free by going to getlaserfocused.com. shaleenjohnson.com. And then, of course, the other thing I'd like to share with you is the day planner that I developed and I use every day. It's also free and it's based around the same concept where you're only doing a couple of things per day. You're time blocking out your day and really trying to hone in on just what it is you want to accomplish in the next 90 days, your push goal, if you will. And that can be downloaded for free by going to pushworkbook.com. That's pushworkbook.com. I hope you love it.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.